Paddy and Rob Palmer don't use alarm clocks. They have Big Merv yell, "How's that?" instead, thanks to BJ Howes. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, 3rd of August. And the stars have come out to play with us this morning, haven't they?
On yes, our they podcast. Have. Shelley Craft.
On the block. Why is Scotty Cam so cranky? You can listen to that. Also, Matty Shervington, the human. What are they called, Matty? What was he, the human one, when he went in the Lycras? What was he?
The human missile.
Oh, something like that. And, oh, Effie Zahos from Channel 9. She called us about the interest rates.
Yeah, much, much nicer than...
Oh, Channel 9. And Jason Van Genderen, our local filmmaker, joined us with his wife, Megan, because Everybody's Omar, new movie.
Yeah.
It's starting very soon on the Central Coast. What a legend.
And we're in it.
We're in it. So we may change, you know, after today, but that's happening on our podcast.
Once you've been in a movie.
Oh, yes, there's no turning back, is there?
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Latest rate rise has put an additional 62,000 New South Wales homeowners under mortgage stress, and a lot here on the Central Coast, a huge amount on the Central Coast, Robert.
It's gone a long way in the last few months.
Oh, hasn't it? What? Four rises in the last 4 months. To find out more, we have got Effie Zahos, editor-at-large at Canstar and star of Channel 9's Today Show. Don't forget those others, including Trevor Long. It's all about Effie. That's hello,
right.
Effie.
That's right. I'm glad you got that right. Thank you very much about that. Trevor probably ranks all... Probably be about a D-grade celebrity, Trevor.
He's low D, rent, isn't
don't
he?
Don't even mean that.
He is low rent.
He comes in under the letter Q.
Oh, hey, yeah. But once again yesterday, it was bad news for a lot of mortgage holders across the country.
Yeah, look, it was. And as you kind of pointed out there, I mean, what we're seeing now, four rate hikes in a row, someone on a $500,000 mortgage would have to find around about $500 more. If there's a $1 million mortgage, it's about $1,000 more. So I know there's a big difference now between the haves and have-nots. There are people that are ahead of their mortgage repayments. We have saved during the pandemic. There are people that obviously when they went to get their mortgage, they would have had to have a stress test done. So the bank would have assessed them with even a 3% margin on top of that. That's all well and good. But as you said, there are households who are the have-nots, and that is either which way, wherever you sit, you're going to find this extra $500 somewhere to put to these mortgage payments. And I think fourth time around now, we are going to see household spending fall. People are going to start saying, you know what, I can't go out to dinner this weekend. I actually need to start, you know, saving a little bit here. I don't need to buy a new outfit. I don't need to buy another TV. Maybe let's hold off on the renos. And that impacts the economy. And that was the devil in the detail yesterday. The notes that accompanied the RBA's movement do show that, yeah, they're expecting that the economy will actually subside a little bit.
Yeah, and it's not just people who have a mortgage that are hurting as well. Rents are going up and up and up at an alarming rate.
Yeah, and they've been going up for a while. So it's we talk about mortgage holders a lot, but, you know, people that are renting are under probably, if not more, stress because they've seen huge jumps in rental market because of the lack of the supply. And really nothing has been done to address that lack of supply. If anything, that the schemes and subsidies in place just add to the demand. So we are expecting, say, at the beginning of the year, guys, that we've got that next year, sorry, the shared equity scheme that the government is rolling out. But again, that doesn't help a supply solution. It just adds to demand.
And Effie, you were talking about mortgage stress and what people have to do. I was talking to a mate yesterday up at Carryong. He just keeps breathing. I think he's got about four kids, but he's got a massive mortgage. And he said to me, he said, "What the first thing that's going to go for him and his wife and kids, which is really sad, is private health insurance." He said, "We can't afford it anymore."
I thought you were going to say that the wife and the kids are going to go.
I dare you. No, aren't they costly?
Well, look, they're both bad, actually. And look, I do understand that. And that's the decision that people are going to make. And there's a real risk, of course, of doing that when you have a young family and you're earning your peak years and so on about taking out health insurance. The thing is, and this is probably what I might have said you before, there are absolutely ways that you can claw back some of these rate hikes. I mean, the obvious thing is what I kind of say, do a bare bones budget. doesn't sound exciting. It's bloody painful, to be honest. But it's a case of, what do you need? Keep those. You want? Get rid of those. So they're the kind of things they were talking about before the splurging. I would probably say private health insurance, you could put it on pause for a little while. This is just a temporary measure, and then jump back in again. The other thing is, have a look and just see, well, what am I paying on all my household bills? And if I move from average to the cheapest, I've done some analysis there and found that a household could claw back $600 in savings by moving from average to the cheapest. Now, that's a great way to kind of put that money back into home loans, because the good news is, even in those the devil in the detail, the RBA did say that, hey, we may not continue to see rates go as aggressive. And some economists are saying in 2024, there'll be a pullback. So it's a case of, how do I ride out the next 12 months?
Actually, our bosses around here use that average to the cheapest when they hired Rob Palmer. Oh. So, which was, and it's working.
I was about to say cheapest isn't always best.
No. Didn't they get lucky?
but Effie, is it, like, you know, a lot of people say, oh, look for the cheapest rate and just change home loan providers. Is it very costly to go from one lender to another?
If you're in a fixed rate loan, you're pretty much locked into them, because there's like what's called an exit fee. If you're in a variable loan, there should be no fees as such, like exit fees to get out. But the lender may want a valuation fee. They may want, an application fee. You know, there's mortgage discharge. There are a few fees. And this is the thing you've got to add up. Basically, I like to add up all the fees, divide it by how much you're saving per month, and that will give you a break-even analysis. And that will just say, well, how many months will it take for me to claw back these savings? Yeah. But to answer your question, in general, you know, your fees should be pretty minimal to move. It's a question then, you know, are you the customer that the bank wants? It's not as easy to refinance, but if you're employed by someone, you've got your paychecks going in your bank account, you're a pretty straightforward situation. Look, the banks are hungry for your business, and so you are in the driver's seat still.
Sweet.
I've been looking for a reason to start an argument with my wife. We're going to sit down and talk about what do we do and we don't need.
Effie Zahos, the lady who holds that Channel 9 Today show together and also editor-at-large at Kickstart. Thanks for joining us, Effie.
Thanks a lot. And don't worry about Trevor. You probably, I might be able to do his segment too.
Actually, we'll get you on Tuesday.
What? Good idea.
Speak to you Tuesday, Eff.
Yeah.
See you. Bye.
See ya.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer are about to down tools for a smoko. How's about you drop into BJ Howes? Tools, steel, gas, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, what could have colossal effects on technology and become a major source of pain for hardware infrastructures?
What?
Scientists have been left baffled after discovering the Earth is spinning faster than normal. True, making days shorter. New measurements by the UK's National Physical Laboratory
show. So we've got that little man on the Earth running, you know, like you see in the cartoons. He's running like crazy and spinning the Earth faster.
He's doing it faster.
Oh, jeez.
Is that the Michelin man?
I don't know, but there's always that little man. He runs and the Earth just spins.
Yeah,
that's how it happens.
It's currently spinning faster than it was half a century ago. On June 29, the Earth's full rotation took 1.59 milliseconds less than the 24 hours, it's making it the shortest day ever recorded. That's probably similar to the distance.
What was the time again?
1.59 milliseconds. So imagine if you were going for a gold medal in the Commonwealth Games.
Like Brad Woodward, our local bloke from Campbell.
And you just got touched out.
So
I don't know if it's comparable to that.
1/100th of a second.
Smaller.
Yeah.
But they've warned scientists that if the rotation rate continues to speed up, we may need to remove a second from our atomic clocks.
Oh, wow.
Which is saying, no. I'm telling you. They're calling it a negative leap second.
Wow. Jeez.
It will be the first ever negative leap second.
I will be able to sleep tonight knowing that.
But it could have devastating effects.
Yes, I know. Yep.
On technology.
Cool.
Software relying on timers or schedulers.
Yep.
So.
Wow.
The days are getting shorter.
Unbelievable.
Time flies, doesn't it?
All right, roll it.
When the Earth speeds up.
Now, I want from you to other news. Greg Norman has confirmed Tiger Woods rejected. How much? You know how he's doing the LIV Golf, the LIV Golf Tournament. Greg Norman offering golfers huge amounts of money.
Bitcoin.
PGA has come out and they're going to up their ante to $428 million next year.
So they've just said, all right.
But have a guess how much Greg Norman offered Tiger Woods and what he rejected to play in the tournament.
Oh.
Quickly.
Offered him $1 billion.
Oh, lower.
Oh, it's hardly news, is it? Everyone's getting $500 million these days.
$800 million. He rejected between $700 to $800 million to play in the tournament.
Do they even know what they're rejecting?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like,
I
knew Tiger's.
He's got his sore leg and all that sort of stuff, but I'd be paying for playing for $700 to $800 million. And I can't play golf.
Okay. Doesn't add up. Paddy
and
Rob Palmer,
the podcast. And Channel 9 said, do you want to talk to Scotty Cam? And we said,
no way.
No way.
Forget him.
He seems to get crankier as the seasons are going on.
You know,
he really does.
You wouldn't want to be behind on your bill.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
Oh, then Scotty come knocking at the door collecting. They said, do you want to talk to Shayna Blaze? Oh, absolutely.
The real
not.
Reason that they left after 2 days?
Keith. What, him? Boring.
Keith.
Dan. We said we will only speak to someone and one person, Channel 9, and you give us Shelley Craft, otherwise we're not talking
otherwise
about it.
Otherwise we're walking.
That's right, and she joins us this morning.
Thank you, Shelley.
Good morning, Shel.
You fellas are really scraping the barrel now.
Yeah. you're the only one we could get, but that didn't matter.
The cream flakes at the top.
How you going, Shel?
So lovely to be here.
But you know what? I think Scotty is getting crankier. Getting more cranky with the contestants as the seasons go on. Do you agree?
You know, you think they'd know better, wouldn't you?
That's right.
Don't upset the big man.
Yeah, and crankier in the flesh. Because, I mean, 2 days, these blokes left. That has rocked everyone. Why did they turn up? Was there any reason given? And do you know anything yet?
Well, Rob, do you think it's because they actually met Scotty and they went, nah, we're out of here.
They were like us. We want Shelley. But all the work that goes in behind the scenes, and for someone, you must have been spewing. They must have been dirty.
Oh, look, I think we were just a bit rattled, to be honest. You know, I'm surprised it hasn't happened before, I'll be brutally honest.
Yeah.
You know, I probably would have walked out after 24 hours myself. But yeah, it is. It was a real shock to everyone because the audition process is so grueling, because it's so hard to get on the show in the first place, because it's been around so long, there's not really any surprise about how hard it is. So, we were just absolutely, you know, baffled, to be honest.
Yeah, it's got, maybe it was just the enormity of what they saw in front of them. 10 acres, this thing is absolutely enormous, Shell.
Yeah, that's it. Look, they were chosen, and all of our teams this year were chosen because they are city slickers. You know, that was sort of one of the prerequisites where you have never stepped foot on rural acreage before. And here they all are.
The leeches are the least of their problems.
That's it. It wasn't just, you know, a nice inner city block, you know, 400 square metres with a ramshackled house. This is hell on wheels, and off we go on Sunday.
And, Shell, who would have thunk it? 18 years now the block's been going for.
Yeah, well, 18 series. So
18
I think we
series.
Double dipped a couple of years. I remember back to back to back for a while there. But yeah, we're deep in the thick of it. It's bigger and badder than ever before. I know we've said that every year, but it really is this year. And 10 acres that they have to think about and budget for all the way through.
And they're
usually,
going to do it.
As the series goes, you know, landscaping weeks at the end. But they're going to have to be thinking about it every single day.
I think I've figured out why Scotty's a bit more cranky this time. Is just maybe because he's decided to build his own house. What's he thinking? He knows what's in front of him. Why is he building his own place?
And that makes even the hardest of men cranky, doesn't it? Who wants to build their own house? You know, seriously?
Look, he's got enough money to employ other people.
It's horrible.
It is. So it all starts Sunday, shall we? We see all the action Sunday.
Yeah, look, it does. If you're talking about, you know, this big walkout that's been on promo, it will happen in the first week. And then hopefully we can all just get on with the show.
Yeah.
And you just tell Scotty, Shell, that when he does crack that one smile, that's for the Central Coast. So we'll be watching for it.
You know what I'm going to say to him right now? I'm going to ring and go, guess who I just got to speak to because you said you were too busy.
Oh.
Or they thought you were too crazy. Or you had too many on this morning. I'm going to say, these boys are mine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shelby.
We will speak to you as the season goes on, Shelby, because they have to do a tennis court as well with this property. It's unbelievable how massive this is.
Well, let's see if any of them have any money left, shall we?
All right, okay. Yeah. All right, Shel.
At least there's no planning on a tennis court.
We will speak to you as the series goes on. It's 7 o'clock, Channel 9 in Newcastle, NBN. Thanks for joining us, and let Scotty know that we still love him.
I will do. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Shel.
How's this? Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer say they're just like BJ House. Quality tools that never let you down. How's about we let you decide?
Look, on Friday, Robert, it's going to be get down to about 10 degrees. I had a look because I've got to do Coast Shelter Sleep Out for season 2022.
No campfires.
No, no, not on the stadium.
No.
Oh, jeez. I only found out that yesterday because I had everything ready. Had a load of timber being delivered there, but they better said don't put that out in the middle of the pitch.
Nah.
That's going to be a bit bad for the Mariners if you've got this big, you know, burnt out patch on the grass. Yeah. So I didn't know that until, until I found
out. It does leave a really big mark.
But looking forward to it, Coast Shelter. And, of course, they provide support services for those experiencing domestic and family violence and homelessness. And raising funds for Friday night, they wanted to get about 100 grand. That's so up to about 160,000, which is really, really good.
You know what? And given the current environment, for that to for them to be able to do that, and for people like yourself, Paddy, I'm going to give you a pat on the back, to be able to raise money for that, I think is extraordinarily good.
Yeah. And so if someone asks you, just donate. You can just go online, Coast Shelter Sleep Out. And thank you once again to Justin Avendano. Our sports guy comes in on Friday.
Why are your teeth gritted?
He came about 2 weeks ago and he said, I've been collecting these coins in this Nike box, shoe box for about
years,
5 to 6 years. He said, there you go, you can have it. So Chloe, our producer, and Justin counted it last week.
10 kilos plus. You didn't trust them that they'd counted, right?
It was about four. Well, they counted about four. They said 450 or whatever. So, and then I thought, I've got to put it in the bank because I've got to get it changed to convert it to dollars.
Yeah, I know. And you made a mess of it first time.
So on Monday, went to the NAB in Gosford. And all the banks were closed, bank holiday.
Of course it was.
So I carried the 10 or 15 kilo box, whatever it was, back to the car. Thought I'd repeat the
let's go
the process.
Back to Gosford.
Underneath Woolies there.
Banks open.
Straight up to the NAB.
Straight in.
And plonked it on the on the counter.
No problem.
And nope. We don't no counter here.
No counter.
They don't count them. They don't count coins there.
So what was your option?
They said, they gave me two options. You can have the little plastic bags and do it yourself.
Oh, there you go.
Or go over to Erin Affair, NAB over to Erin Affair. What do you think I did?
Equally time consuming.
Yep.
What did you do?
Drove to Erin Affair. Got in, got over there, lined up.
Let the machine do it.
And then I'm there lining up there. Jeez, it's heavy. 15 kilos worth of coins. There's the coin machine. So I'm there leaving you suckers in the line. Got up to the machine and machine's full of coins, so it's out. Had the big cross on it.
How many banks is this? What's your fourth attempt?
Fourth attempt. Oh, anyway, mate. I did swear. I just couldn't believe it.
There's no casino on the case. No, you can't just cash them in.
So you know what I did? And so that was my fourth bank try. And look, maybe because I had the balaclava on, I'm not quite sure. But so I pulled into a local club, won't say which one just in case people do it. And I pulled into them and I said, listen, told them what it was all about. And they counted it for me.
No.
Yeah, and gave me, it came
you
up to.
Offload, you got someone else to count it.
In one of those
out
coin
of
machines.
Their time, in their day.
Out of a local club. I told them what we were doing it for.
They had a coin machine, did they?
Yeah. And $462 Justin Avendano through his coin collection.
And 5 hours of your time.
Yep. Thank you, NAB, for not helping out.
Oh, that's not fair.
Really appreciate it. I couldn't believe it. Oh, when I went over there and that coin machine, it said out of service.
Coin machine
is full. I just went, I felt like just dropping the box of coins then and just went, you can have it.
Sorry, folks. Wally World's closed for maintenance and repair.
But it's going to be good. If you can help out, if you can donate, because Triple M, we've got quite a few here from Triple M doing it. Just go Coast Shelter Sleep Out this coming Friday. And support the really, really worthy cause.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
how good are we going at the Commonwealth Games? And from Canwell, Brad Woodward, he got second. He was robbed. Bradley was robbed, wasn't he, in the 200-metre backstroke final.
It was his mother's fault. She's not as tall
and
as he'd like her to be. Because if he was 2 inches longer,
he should have worn those false nails.
And the false, he could have got his nails done. There's so many ways he could have got gold.
This is what Brad said post-match, post-swim.
Obviously, a bit disappointed with that on the touch. But, you know, for me, you can see yourself on the big screen coming in. And I turned on the last 50 and saw we're pretty close. And it's kind of like, if I want to win this, you know, like, got to go. And I could see the boys hurting a little bit.
Yeah, that is courtesy of Channel 7. And from Channel 7, we've got Sherbo, Matt Shervington.
Sherbo,
good morning.
What about poor old B-Rad? He finished 1/100th of a second for that silver spot. But do you know what? It's been massive in Birmingham today. It's kind of been like an Oprah show where it's like, you get a medal, you get a medal, you get a medal. We won 11 gold, 12 silver and 12 bronze. Like, to put that into perspective, we would be, like, just today, we would be on the medal tally with Canada and above South Africa in their total medal tally for the whole game. So, but in saying that too, let me put it in perspective. The swimmers particularly, their swimming games records, their swimming personal bests, Ariane Titmus to win the 800 went faster than she did to win a silver in Tokyo behind Katie Ledecky, the greatest swimmer of all time. So they're swimming out of their skin. That's why, and not just swimming, they're running and they're jumping and they're throwing and doing everything out of their skin. And that's why we're winning so many medals.
Yeah, that 800 race, so you see Australia finish first, second, third within about 2 seconds of each other. Yeah. And the rest of the field's half a pool away.
Yeah. Wasn't it good? And what about the 100 freestyle final? I don't know if you saw that for women. So Emma McKeon comes into this one as the Olympic champion. Molly O'Callaghan comes in as the world champion. And then you've got Shayna Jack making this comeback from a doping ban. She broke a finger at World Championships barely 6 weeks ago. And Molly O'Callaghan, the 18-year-old, beats Emma McKeon, our greatest swimmer of all time, to win the gold. And Shayna Jack gets the silver, so beats Emma as well. It was just an outstanding day in the pool. It really was.
So, Sherbo, it's really looking good for the Olympic Games in 2 years' time, really.
Yeah, it really is. And I think the best thing about that is so often we see with the swimmers that we kind of have the kings and queens of the pool and they go right to the end of their retirement. And there's a bit of a gap. There's a bit of a lull between kind of the next stage coming through. We're already seeing that next stage come through. There's another kid too that's already won 2 gold in the relays and he went in the freestyle final, just scraped through. A kid called Flynn Southam. He's 17 years of age, up on the Tweed Coast. He's still at school. He's another freestyler that's going to come through. He's already swimming faster than Cole Chalmers at the same age. He's already swimming faster than Ian Thorpe at the same age. So that's the exciting thing. And you're right, in 2 years' time in Paris in 24, and with all of this COVID stuff too kind of behind us, hopefully by then, or at least better managed, I think it's going to be really good games for the Aussies.
Look, we've won all the gold and swimming.
Yeah,
what about, come on,
say,
let's go to track and field.
It's time for the reality check.
Oh, come on. Come on. I mean, let's share the wealth a little bit, shall we?
Well, I'm
happy to say in athletics, we already have 3 gold. So Jess Stenson, Maddie De Rosario in the marathon already got gold. And we got another gold today, Nina Kennedy in the pole vault. She is a superstar. Like, Nina Kennedy, if you haven't seen it, jump onto 7+. Watch the highlights of the athletics. Have a look at the pole vault final. Nina Kennedy is everything that's great about track and field. She is just a ball of energy. She's positive. And now she's Commonwealth champion. I don't want to give too much away because she almost didn't quite make it. But it was a really good result for her.
All right, Sherv, I'm going to write this down. By the end of games, how many gold medals do you reckon we'll have?
Oh, man. So our record is 87 gold, and that was in 1994. Yeah. We got 80 on the Gold Coast in 2018. We're already tracking better than that.
Yeah.
I reckon we'll get 90.
90.
I reckon we'll get 90.
Okay, yeah. 90 gold. Yeah. Okay.
90.
Shiro says 90 gold. We'll use that in our news.
We're on 40. It's day four. We've just finished day 5. We've got day 6 starting tonight, our time.
Yeah.
We're on 40. We're on 42 gold at the moment. So we're tracking all right.
All right.
This is looking the goods.
Now, are you back doing Holy Moly this year? What's the go?
Oh, man, I'd love to do Holy Moly. Jeez, I enjoyed that show.
No announcements just yet.
No announcements.
Okay. Well, we might have got a scoop. Yeah. All right. Matt Shervington from Channel 7. Thanks for joining us this morning, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. You can get all the viewing on Channel 7, of course.
And that's a wrap for Paddy and Rob Palmer. How's this for tools? How's that for steel? How's about gas? BJ Howe's Meadowland, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.